Hi, Damien. We opened a gift shop there about a month ago in Tramore. We just saw an opportunity and thought a little, and we were just getting building momentum. And it was this gift shop was going down a treat in Tramore. It's just down from the Seagull Bakery,
Oh, yes.
and the local everybody were just getting compliments on the shop, how good it was, the thing. And there about a week and a half ago, that we there's a small little it's a tiny little shop, and there's a small press, and we saw some water come in, and our neighbor next door, Dennis, is trying to open his seafood restaurant called The Lemon Drop,
Yes.
and he got stunted on it because the water for the food safety people. So Irish Water came out, and they're saying, oh, there's it's not their issue. So anyway, we got Tommy Farrell got the water for that time sorted. But yesterday we were in the shop, and Dennis next door was about to open his business, which would be amazing in Tramore. And he came into us and said, he was up to his knees in water in his shop. And we looked in the cupboard, and the water was spilling in, coming up through the concrete. We stood there with buckets and mops for the day, but it got worse and worse. We called Irish Water. They came out about 4:30. They had luck in a few manholes and said, you'll just have to flood for the night. They're finished, and went off and left us. I rang the council, and I was told I'd get a call from an engineer to come out and help. Nobody contacted me. So myself and my partner were there at 11 o'clock last night. We had a machine, and we were bucketing out water, and it was just getting worse and worse. So I rang emergency services, and I have to say the fire brigade arrived. They were in minutes. The service was outstanding. They were unbelievable. They stayed with us. They wouldn't move until they got someone from Irish Water out to have a look. At 2 o'clock in the morning, the guy came from Irish Water. He tried to turn off the water on the street, but the water is still gushing in. And he said that there was a leak response team. They'd be in at 4:00. So the fire brigade were saying they weren't going to move until they got someone out to get to the end of it, because our stuff was getting destroyed. So at about 4:30, the guys, their boss in the fire service, said, look, you can't do any more, there's no one coming, and they left us. So we just ducked in for a shower, and we came out in this, like, we're floating in the shop over there. So, like, the council is saying it's Irish Water, Irish Water is saying the council, and now they're saying it's internal, which it's not. It's clearly coming in from the back wall. It's like the water is very clear coming up.
Yeah.
Like you could nearly drink the water, so it's obviously a spring under the building has burst,
Yeah. Something's
and
happened.
there's no help. Nobody wants to take responsibility for it, and I've now lost my business for Christmas. I've lost like all the stock there, we've just lost our business. This is the four most important days in retail for any shop or any business, and now we're just after losing it.
Oh, Elaine.
We're running around. We don't know who to call. There's no one taking responsibility. We pay rates. We employ people in the town. And once again, Waterford Council, Irish Water, they're just spinning us around in circles.
A lot of people would know you and your voice from TRM and from retail over the years. So you've a lot of experience of running shops and how to run shops and how to deal with people and stuff like that. And what are the floor likes? What's it like there at the minute? Like, is the water still
It's
coming
like
in?
it's gushing. We're wading into the shop. It's gushing. It's just gushing. It's coming. It's like, and at the front of the two shops, it's like there's water bubbling. It's definitely a spring under the building has burst.
Yeah.
Like, and who's going to help us? Because no one, it's nobody's fault, they're saying. It's devastating.
I'm so sorry for you. We've sent an email already in the last few minutes to the council, and just to see what they're going to say and see if they can come back with us during the show.
Well, I tried myself to ring John Cummins. He's not taking the calls. I've had really good help from Frank Quillen, who's helping me at the moment to see who we can talk to, and Eamon Quinlan.
Other councillors, I know John Cummins, he's not in the council, but yeah, I know what you mean. You're trying as many people as you can.
I'm trying, I just want help. My business is going under. I want help.
I wonder, do you know what I'm going to do? And I don't normally do this, Elaine. I'm just going to say, if there's any plumbers out there this morning in the Tramore area, is there any way a plumber might be able to even put a temporary stop on
that? We have. Tommy Farrell has plumbers. Nobody can solve it.
Okay.
Because it's coming from under the building. We need somebody from authorities
to come from Irish Water. Okay.
They're very fast to send us bills for water and to pay this. And then when you have a problem, when you're about to lose your business, where are they?
Okay.
Where are they?
Elaine, listen, don't stay on the phone, and we'll make a few phone calls now during the ad breaks and stuff like that, and we'll see, because we've contacts in Irish Water as well in terms of direct calls. So let's just see, and I'm sure they're listening to this, and I'm sure the council are listening to this. Let's just see if we can help you in the next 20 minutes. Is that okay?
I'd really appreciate it, Damien. Thank you.
No problem. I promise you. I'll call you back in a little while, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Elaine. See you. Talk to you. Bye-bye. Elaine Roach there, out in Tramore. Let's get on that case straight away. We're going to talk about housing now in a second with Paul Hosford, and we'll come back to that in a minute.